Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lesenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. This morning, Jack joins us from the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
For the first time since he's been governor, the leaders from the state House and Senate signed a target budget agreement without Rick Snyder's input. The agreement outlines general fund spending for all departments. House Speaker Tom Leonard and Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekov want to close the pension system for new Michigan teachers and give them only a 401k. Governor Snyder does not want to do that. What does that dispute have to do with the target budget agreement, and what are the ramifications of this maneuver that they've made?
It's all very fascinating. Governor Snyder doesn't oppose it because he's necessarily a friend of teachers, but he points out rightly that this would actually cost the state more money. It would cost billions of dollars to shift from this one system, the hybrid system they have now, which is part pension, part 401k. It's working, it's fully funded, but the legislative leaders, especially Meekoff, have it in for teachers. And the question is, will Snyder sign this or veto it? Now, the budget is, in fact, not quite done. We'll have to see how Snyder responds to this. Now, there's also another hidden thing going on. They're trying to save some money so they can do some kind of symbolic tax cut. At least that's what a lot of people think. Again, we'll just have to see. It's a power struggle, and we'll have to see who wins.
A while back, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly announced that he was going to make an announcement, and based on hints from him, it seemed like he would announce he was running for governor. But Kelly finally made the announcement yesterday at the conference you're attending, and instead of declaring a run for the full-time job of governor, he announced he's promoting a ballot question to make the legislature part-time. Explain what Kelly has in mind and why.
Well, Kelly's actually running for governor. He needs some vehicle to get noticed. He's way behind Bill Schuette, the attorney general, who's been running for about 87 years, and who, in fact, years ago came out in favor of a part-time legislature. Now, there's all sorts of reasons to think this would be an absolutely disastrous thing. I'm going to talk about that some more at 1:30 today. But Kelly, again, is going to make this a signature centerpiece of his campaign. However, a lot of people have said, well, this would be a good idea if you did away with term limits at the same time, but he doesn't want to do that. So he'd give us a core of legislators who are less paid and have to have other full-time jobs. And the ironic thing is that if he doesn't end up being governor, he may be in trouble because his wife, Julie, has been installed in his own legislative seat, and he's proposing to cut her pay by more than half.
Do you like this strategy by Kelly, sort of hinting at a run for governor and then announcing the ballot question instead? And we should note that he has another announcement now scheduled for tomorrow, which people are assuming will be the actual announcement of the run for governor. Does this help or hurt his chances in the long run?
Well, in general, I'm not in favor of reckless, wild 80-yard passes, but if you're behind 51-3, it might be a good idea. And the problem is that virtually every Republican in the state knows Bill Schuette. Brian Kelly has not only a severe name, but also a facial recognition problem. He could walk into the big house at halftime and no one would know who he was. So he has to do something to get noticed. I'm very dubious in a policy sense about this vehicle, but he's at the point of throwing things at the wall and seeing if they'll stick.
Jack, as we mentioned, you're at the Mackinac Policy Conference. What are people watching for to come out of the conference this year?
They're trying to come home with their money intact. Basically, you have hordes of politicians swarming the island looking for support, not from voters especially, but from people to give them money to run for office, and people are testing the waters. So I think people will be curious to see if there are more people like Kelly who have sudden dramatic announcements or announce that they're running for something or announce that they're going to announce something. So it's entertaining.
Well, Jack, hang on to your wallet and enjoy the rest of the conference.
If nominated, I will not run. If elected, I'll run as fast as possible.
Jack Lesenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and you can hear him on Morning Edition every Wednesday at this time. Today, he joined me from the Mackinac Policy Conference via Skype. You're listening to Michigan Radio.